Good morning. My guests this morning are Linda Galletta and Robert Brent from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Well, you've got some exceptional news about the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. And as I just mentioned, because I no longer live in Sebastopol after, the many years that I did, I didn't know about this. And that is that the Sebastopol Center has new digs. So talk about that.
Well, in July, we finalized our negotiations with the County of Sonoma, and the Center for the Arts has taken over the operation of the Sebastopol Veterans Memorial Building. We've moved our operation into the building, lock, stock, and barrel.
Wow.
We have a gallery. We have ceramic studio, painting drawing studio, three galleries, an auditorium, and a dining room and commercial kitchen. So it's been great fun for us, real opportunity to expand our programs.
And this has all happened within the last couple of months, right?
Yes. We started construction on the facility in August, and we spent 3 months building it out and had our grand opening on December 7th, and 700 people came to see the new facility and enjoy the first show in our new gallery.
What was it?
It was our members' show.
Uh-huh.
Every year in December, our members can submit one piece, and normally we get 220, 250 submissions. This year we had 325, and the gallery is built with movable walls so we can reconfigure its space. Normally, it'll be about half of the auditorium in that building, and the auditorium is 5,000 square feet. But for that show, we turned the walls so that the show was the entire auditorium. It was really wonderful, and we could fit 700 people in there.
Now, I take it you'll be in charge of the usual rentals that people from outside, whatever they're going to use the vets building for, to come in, and you'll be handling that as well?
Yes. We still have numerous community groups that use the building. The Art Workshop of Western Sonoma County, the North Bay Association of Realtors, the Redwood Empire Food Bank, City of Sebastopol, it goes on and on. But regular uses, as well as teachers who use the building, are classroom spaces to offer classes.
We didn't alter the dining room or the kitchen in that building, and so most community uses go on in those. Uses that go on in the auditorium either will fit in the auditorium with the gallery there, or if necessary, even during a show, we can move the walls aside and open it up to have the full auditorium space.
What do you think the biggest changes in the Sebastopol Center for the Arts will be as a result of this new location?
Oh, I think there will be a definite boost to our performing arts program. We now will have a real stage with seating. We can seat 250 people in the auditorium for a performance, as opposed to our previous space, which we were able to seat 55 people. There is a big difference. We're looking forward to our upcoming piano concerts in February. We have a full array of activities that will go on in that space. Film festival as well in March, and a GLBTQ film program on the 2nd of February that will go on in the auditorium space.
It sounds like a lot more work for you, Linda. Is that right?
It is, but it's a lot more fun as well.
Right,
it's
of course.
Juggling a few more balls, but it's never dull. It's always interesting, and I have wonderful people to work with.
Well, certainly you're in a community that both supports the arts and is part of the arts. So many artists live in and around Sebastopol that it must really enhance your ability to do your job.
It's great. Not to mention that we have a wonderful setting right next to Ives Park and Ives Pool, 100 parking spaces around the building and a city lot across the street make it a very convenient location for people to come to, either on foot or by car.
What's the best way to find out what's going on at the center?
Visit our website at the usual set of W's, sebarts.org, and that's SEBARTS.org.
Great. Thank you both for coming in and telling us the good news about the Sebastopol Center for the Arts.
Well, you're welcome.
And you'll see me there, and I'm sure most of our listeners within the next little while. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.